This is the second large downtown mural in as many years for Petersburg. It's actually three panels unveiled following the 2021 Little Norway Festival pageant. Bud Samuelson, president of the board of directors, thanked shoppers for the company's century in business, a rarity for a grocery or hardware store, especially an independent one.
We were able to serve our community for 100 years because of all of you, our customers.
Cameron Wecon has grocery, hardware, and convenience stores now, but it started small, just selling milk from cows raised on the mainland nearby. Company Vice President Bruce Westry read a history on the partnership, started by Norwegian immigrants John Hammer and Andrew Wecon in 1921, and initially called the Petersburg Dairy.
John and Andrew would take a boat to Point Agassiz and buy milk from the farmers for 10 cents a quart, then bring it back to town, bottle it, and sell it for 15 cents. In 1924, John and Andrew borrowed $1,000 and bought the lot where the convenience store is currently located. This is the only time that they would borrow money for their business venture.
In the early years, the partners moved the dairy business to the site of today's convenience store in downtown and changed the name to Dairy and Groceries, reflecting more offerings. They expanded the building in 1934. Westry said they eventually changed to the name of the two families for the company and added some hardware and housewares.
During these times, most of the groceries arrived in bulk, shipped in barrels. Much of the freight was shipped from Seattle on steamers, either that or on fishing boats returning to Petersburg. The fruit was dried and the cheese came in 25-pound wheels.
The company started construction of a new store in 1960 in the downtown spot and added hunting, fishing, and marine gear along with a butcher shop. Then in 1995, an expansion moved the grocery store up the hill into a new building on Haukan Street near Mountain View Manor. The mural honors the two founders and that company history. It was painted by Andy Eccleshull, owner of Mural Works Incorporated of Edmonds, Washington.
May I have a drum roll, please?
Company Board Secretary Wendy Westry explained each of the three scenes. The first panel on the left shows two founders in their early days in business together in front of their first store, the Norwegian flag for the country of their origin, and family fishing vessels Curlew and Beaver One.
It is with deep pride and respect that we honor the hardworking fishermen of our community.
The middle panel has John Hammer and Andrew Wecon at their 50th anniversary of the company. Devil's Thumb is in between. Underneath is the Petersburg waterfront with the Viking ship Valhalla and the business partners inside their first building in the 1930s. Westry explained the third panel as well.
The American flag flies to remind us that our founding fathers loved and adopted their new country. Across the middle are the current structures of Hammer and Wecon. At the bottom middle are the two partners who stand in front of an early delivery truck.
During the ceremony, the company displayed a motorized jitney originally used to bring groceries to the busy fishing fleet. Westry's husband Bruce recounted some company history about that.
This service was not without its challenges. There were a number of times, mostly during extreme low tides, where the jitney would be unable to slow down enough on the steep incline of the ramp and when it end up in the water.
Westry said that dock service continued into the 1980s, but ended with the city prohibiting motorized vehicles on the floats. The company's current general manager, Jim Floyd, welcomed representatives from four generations of the two families at the unveiling. He also honored 99-year-old Art Hammer, who led the company for 42 years before retiring.
And he's still here with us today, and he will be celebrating 100 years in July.
Hammer and Wecon also held a street dance and other gatherings throughout the weekend and may do other events to honor their 100th later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.